If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickled to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday, I hope. In the studio with me, my co-host, the grand poopaw of the crappie jig industry, Mark Tobin.
Poopaw.
Poobah. Poobah. What's that mean, exultant leader? Poobah?
I don't know, but I remember from the Flintstones, there was a grand poobah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You used to watch the Flintstones?
Oh, heck yeah. That was my Saturday morning.
Do you think they ever had to have an oil change?
Well, how would you do that?
I don't know. I'd like to look at the bottom of his feet.
Oh, good.
That was his brakes.
That was his accelerator.
Huh.
Yeah, that was Saturday mornings when I was growing up. Get up and watch cartoons and then go out and go fishing.
Uh-huh.
Go walk down to the ponds.
And have Cheerios.
I did have Cheerios.
Cheerios with bananas in them.
No bananas.
No bananas.
No.
But it's potassium.
That would be healthy. Yeah, no.
Potassium. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a guest on purpose. We want to talk to our constituents out there. Doesn't that sound like a congressman? Talk to my constituents.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever listen to us, the congressmen and women and the senators?
Doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't seem like that much, does it? I'm equal. I don't trust either side.
I do have some disturbing news.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go.
This, my lawn care background, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, this was a judge in Wisconsin. He passed a new law that the law says
judges can't pass laws.
Well, he did.
All right. He passed a ruling.
Okay, a ruling.
All right.
He says that operating a riding mower while drunk carries the same penalties as driving a car while intoxicated.
I think Missouri's that way too.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
I mean,
how can you mow your grass without a cold beer?
Exactly.
I saw a guy not buy a riding lawnmower one time because he didn't have a place to put the beer. Straight up. It was in Big Four Hardware.
This came, a man was arrested in 2017 for driving drunk while he was riding his mower. He had gone to a bar and rode the mower home from the bar. Problem was, this was like his fifth DUI.
Oh, well, he got issues then, didn't he?
Does this judge understand the mind of a guy? I mean,
yeah. Well, I suppose
summertime,
on your own residence, wouldn't that make a difference? You could probably drink beer, but if you're out on a public thoroughfare, wouldn't that make the...
Probably shouldn't be out there, even if you hadn't been drinking any beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a concern. We don't want to see this sweeping across the country.
Yeah, and then we learned last weekend that if you're in Michigan and you got your bow, it's not encased, you're in violation of the law.
Yeah, and that's stupid.
It's like you're going to jump out of your truck, unzip the case, put in an arrow, and shoot the deer. Idaho, you cannot use lighted nocks up until this year.
Yeah.
You know, they finally got that changed.
Oh, thanks. There's so many of those stupid laws out there.
Thanks to Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
What was it in South Carolina? You couldn't hunt on Sundays?
I think it was South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get a list of all those stuff.
Oh,
I had one of those once.
It is so bizarre.
You can't go whale hunting in Kansas.
Oh, man, that's hard to take.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. 913-3810-810, 913-3810-810. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're thinking about, the deer are going to move today. Maybe you're thinking about bow hunting, or maybe you're thinking about the upcoming duck season, or maybe you're just not thinking.
Or maybe you're thinking about going fishing.
Could be the possibility thereof.
This is my favorite time of year.
Yeah, it is.
October, November.
And we talk all the time, and I brought this up many times, and you have too. The best crappie fishing I ever had in my entire life, as far as quality and quantity, was when I hear the deer rifles going off in the background. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Everybody's calling my cell phone.
Why did you have your cell
phone?
You
are not coming across on the 810 WHB, it says.
Oh, on the
My apologies. Just fix that. We're on now.
All right. We're on now. Okay. Darn.
Well, that's good.
R.A., man, he's on his game.
He is.
He's our producer.
Sharp.
He's as good as it gets. You know, he's a good human, you know.
Joshua Byers. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, get a pencil paper. The Stay Cooler. My good friend Doug Alexander.
This is like the Yeti cooler.
Exact ratings.
I have one of these. You have one, too.
Yes.
They are heavy duty.
They are the best.
They're just like a Yeti, except, what, at half the cost?
Yeah. Or, half.
Not quite.
Very, very close. But here's the other thing about it. When you go to check out, when you go The Stay Cooler, now this is, for ladies listening out here, this is a perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah, for that. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. And for you guys going pheasant hunting and want to bring the birds back in ice and make sure it stays, The Stay Cooler. When you get to the checkout, it'll say discount. And if you enter the word Fred, I didn't do this. Don't look at me like that. F-R-E-D, in case a lot of, you know, yeah, people from Andrew County can't spell that. But F-R-E-D, I didn't mean that. I was just joking. F-R-E-D and the discount. And then you will get another 20% off.
Your phone's ringing again.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, there's a silent.
Yeah, I dropped the ball.
And that's good. You have the phone so close to the microphone so everybody can hear that.
Yeah. It'll make it sound like we're important. Getting all these calls. You know, we're supposed to get them on the air, and I get them on my cell phone.
Yeah, right.
And when we get off work here, and usually about 20 minutes down the road of life, my cell phone just blows up, and I'm on the cell phone until noon. They won't call the radio station to talk to me, which is great. I don't care. You know, I don't care what you do. 913-3810-810 if you want to talk about anything in the great outdoors. Maybe we can help you out.
Or just let us know what you're doing, what your plans are. If you're planning on doing any hunting, any stories that you've heard, love to hear it.
TheStayCooler.com, my good buddy Doug.
Promo code Fred, and what is that going to get you?
You're 20% off.
20%.
Wow. Off of already, it's 40 or 50% cheaper than Yeti, and now you're going to get another 20% off of that.
I don't know why you'd buy a Yeti. I mean,
the marketing guys that I tip my hat to.
Ah, man, and people still do it. They still pay the extra bucks for those just to have that name
extra
on there, I guess.
I mean, this is a lot of money. $378 for a cooler?
Yeah, on up. Yeah.
On up. You know.
I mean, they're great, and they work great, but these knockoffs, they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
It just doesn't say Yeti.
Same ratings on this one here as the Yeti. The Stay Cooler. Go to that website and get the one you need. They're heavy. They're heavy duty.
Oh,
and
I know.
So are Yetis.
Yeah.
And they got the bottle opener on them and the whole works, you know, but one is.
They're great coolers.
One is Doug, the guy that's behind this. He's my partner in Fatal Flashers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's one of the finest humans that ever walked the face of the earth. And he's about to starve to death up there in Iowa. He's not making any money. He's got a farm.
Oh.
So we got to get him fattened up. He's coming down for duck season. And so we need to support him, thestaycooler.com.
Well, and Fatal Flashers, you mentioned that. Just don't gloss over that. I'm sure there's people out there that still don't know what a Fatal Flasher is.
If they haven't learned by now, I sometimes wonder. You know, it's such a good product. It doesn't attract ducks. That has nothing to do with attracting ducks. But what it does is when they make that wide swing and they see that little flip on the back of that decoy, yeah, I see them. Yeah, I would pay to have somebody sit in my blind and see what I saw last year. They ball up like a muscle man, you know, when duck balls out of the sky. They're so fooled. And it's just hilarious.
They
finish. And it just brings them all around. And they're, I think, $14.95 for a dozen of them.
It's just a thin plastic wing.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Colored wing that you slip over the decoy.
Yeah,
and it doesn't take hardly any wind to move them.
2 mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah.
And I've had them on now for 6-8 years, the same ones.
Wow.
For $14.95.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
in the hunting world, what is that cheap? Nothing.
Yeah. And you know, what happens is in the, I don't know about you, but I get an emotional bond to some of these decoys. Andy Burnham, guy that hunts with, he thinks them decoys are just everything, and he pets them and holds them. And he's kind of a strange kid. Anyway, he works at CBiz. If you ever need insurance, Mark, we got him. Got you covered.
All right.
You ever talk about this Plan G or something? You're not there yet, age-wise.
No, getting
close.
It's
the most confusing thing that you ever read in your entire life. Of course, I'm a basic human anyway, But anyway, he knows the answer. You can ask him, say, what about Plan B? And he'll go, well, that's what. Blah, 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 blah. It's a 10-minute dissertation.
Oh, gosh.
And you got to act like you care.
Yeah.
I don't care. How much?
Yeah. Bottom line, guy.
How much? But anyway, those fatal flashers, if you have never used them, shame on you. They are the best investment in duck hunting that you can do for $14.95. They're going to last you 3, 4, 5 seasons. You know, if you basically, I don't even take care of mine. I just throw them all in a bin, you know, on top of each other, and I've straightened them out. Sometimes in the old corn bed, the rats would eat the plastic off of them.
Wow.
You know, but.
Where do you go to get them?
Good question. Amazon. You can get them there. But, and Doug did bring in another container load of them. We weren't going to, I don't think, for a while. Wasn't doing real well. We didn't ever market it or advertise it. We got a really nice article written up in Ducks Unlimited magazine about them without doing anything in the deal. TheStayCooler.com, 20% off. Go to the disc. When you go to checkout, it'll say discount, and then type the word Fred. For you guys out of Andrew County again, F-R-E-D. Gentry County, F-R-E-D. Sullivan County, F-R-E-D.
You are on me.
What's the deal? What's the deal on the crappie?
It's good. And, you know, the water's cooling down. Days are getting shorter. So, you know, Truman, talking to Richard Bowling, he said that the crappie had moved up into some of these coves and it's starting to move up into the creeks. They've still been out on the main lake and kind of their summer places, but they were starting to move. And 2 days ago, he found a cove that was just completely loaded with crappie. And they caught their limits in no time. Came back 2 days later. They dropped the lake. I don't know how much it had dropped, but it was dropping pretty quick. And he went up in there, and they were gone completely. Not a single fish up in there. Completely gone. And that's the only thing, the only stumbling block you got right now, seems like, over there on Truman is just the water fluctuation. And they're dropping the lake. It was 4 foot high last time I checked. It might be down to 3 foot high. But, you know, that's the only thing that's kind of affecting their location right now. But so they back out onto the main lake, backed out of those coves. But this is the time that they should be migrating up into those coves.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch them either way, main lake or up in the coves. But if you down there and you're not finding them in the coves, go back out to the main lake. And the upper end of the lakes are still pretty murky, and it's definitely better getting into the cleaner water, according to them. And he likes minnows. You know, I talked to a lot of guys at fish tournaments and several guides, and they all like using minnows. I just don't like hassling with minnows if I don't have to.
It's a pain.
But, yeah.
And your gars hit them. You're always, you know, it's...
Well, it's hard to argue with these guys. I mean, they do it for a living, so
yeah, I don't know. But
I'd rather catch them on jigs, but I'm not that proud. I mean, if I have to, I will. I remember, again, I just avoid using minnows at pretty much all costs. And I was fishing one day off of my dock down at Lake of the Ozarks and not catching anything. And I just couldn't believe that there wasn't a fish to be had there. The weather had been stable, and it just didn't seem right. So I thought, well, what the heck? I'll go up to the marina and give me some minnows and give it a try. So I did, and I came back, and I caught over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Where I couldn't catch them with the jig.
Yeah.
So there are times it does make a difference. So be willing to. And that's another thing. Let me talk about docks just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some videos. Everybody's got a video now. I had two video on catching fish on different places on the internet. And I saw this one guy that was posting a video about shooting the docks on Lake of the Ozarks for crappie. And it just irritates me.
Oh,
you know, there is more ways to catch fish on Lake of the Ozarks than just fishing other people's docks. Now, I understand the water around the dock belongs to Ameron, the power company, and you have every right legally to fish around everybody else's dock. You don't have the right to get on their dock and fish.
Sure.
That is trespassing. But yeah, I understand this. But the problem is that I have. Now, I've spent a lot of money and put a lot of time and effort into putting crappie beds around my dock. And I do that for my family and my friends. I don't do it for people that I don't know.
I understand.
And these people come up there and they have no problem coming around.
They rape your fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if I'm home, that's one thing. If I'm not there, knock yourself out. But, you know, have a little common courtesy.
Oh, no. Them days are over with, Mark. Yeah. You're thinking different.
Yeah. Well,
but them days are all over with.
There's
you know, it's all about me, you know, type attitude.
Yeah, I know. Well, unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah.
But there's some guys that have done some pretty clever things. I know there was one guy down there that had a motion-activated sprinklers on each corner of his dock.
Oh, all right. We got to take a break. I want to come back to that.
Okay.
Hey, we got Chad Ebersole, who gets up every Saturday morning and listens to us. He's going in the lumberyard in Smithfield.
Morning, Chad.
Morning, Chad. Join us on the air, 913-3810-810. Anybody wants to visit with us, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We have phone lines open, 913-3810-810. We are properly brought to you by,
Proudly.
I said properly.
Well, it should be proudly.
Proudly? Would that be better terminology than proudly?
I think so.
In this case, KingCityLumberCompany.com. What good humans.
Yeah.
You just look at that.
I know. I see that. Isn't that a, I mean, this is a pamphlet I'm looking at.
This should be on TV, I'm holding up right now.
That's nicer than my house.
That is a beautiful building. That's an outbuilding.
Yeah.
And if you'll go to KingCityLumber.com, Marty and Monty Tungst, and take a look at those guys and their buildings. And first time I went there, I thought, I got about 10, 15 minutes here. I'm goofing around and I sit in there for a half hour looking at their buildings. They are just unbelievable. They built that loafing shed. I built it in honor of Mark Tobin to come up and just hang out, you know, and the tornado took it away, lifted it up, and went a half a mile away.
Yeah, that's
on a stop part of
crazy.
It. Crazy. That was a good tornado. That was an F0. So this year we got the flood.
Can't win.
Other than that, it's okay, you know. But if you happen to be in the situation that I was in where your building went away, only thing I didn't see was Dorothy come by.
Yeah.
And that witch on the bicycle. I'm just sure she had something to do with this. With Toto in the back. Oh, no, never mind. KingCityLumber.com. Go by. If you don't see the building there, they'll help you design one. They'll build it for you. When they build it, it'll be right. This is the best building contractor for outbuildings that I personally know. Marty and Monty Tunks, KingCityLumber.com. And then also go to the Stay Cooler and go to when you go check out where it says under discount, put FRED, unless you're from Buchanan County, FRED, and you'll get another 20% off.
Yeah, like you said, what a great gift, Christmas gift for the outdoors person in your life. Well, you don't even need to be an outdoor person if you just want to keep your beer cold for a week.
Yeah, and you know, you're deer hunting, you quarter the deer up here up in somewhere hunting in King City or wherever, and you get a deer, you know, they got those great big ones. You can put the leg in there, you know, and ice it down, and it, you know, it could be save the whole carcass type thing, you know, on the deal. You go to pheasant hunting, go up in North Dakota. Today is opening season in South Dakota for pheasants.
Wow.
Interstate yesterday. And yesterday, I was noticing the guys at Hunter Orange and the big Winnebago's put on the bird dog boxes, and one after the other after the other. You never been up there for opening day, have you?
No, I haven't.
It is a darn thing. They got an airport in Winter, South Dakota, and all these Learjets come in from all over the United States, Canada, Brazil, come up here to go pheasant hunting. And season starts at noon, which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, really.
But you can't believe what you're seeing. Every hotel room, every motel room is packed. We got there late, and some guy that we met in a Peacock Bar, which I averted my eyes when I went in there, but the Peacock Bar, and he let us sleep on his floor in his living room. That was awful nice of him. I think we gave him 100, but what the heck, you know. But it was, you know, that's how crowded it is around that community.
Wow.
It's such huge business for the state of South Dakota. And they get mad. South Dakota Fish and Game has a policy of honesty. And they will tell you, this is a bad hatch, this is a good hatch, this is a mediocre hatch. When they say it's a bad hatch, they get mad at them for telling the truth. They do. It beats anything I've ever heard up there.
That's insane.
Yeah, it really, really is insane. If I wanted to go crappie fishing today, what do I fish with? Where do I go?
Well, you know, the Kansas lakes are still taking it on the chin. You can catch some fish out of some of the Kansas lakes, but like Milford, for example, is still 18 feet high. Tuttle Creek, I don't know how that's ever going to recover. It's 41 feet high still.
You're kidding me.
I mean, it had been up to 60-something feet high, but still over 40 foot high. I mean, it's ridiculous. Perry is 17 feet high. Clinton's 12 feet high. I was talking to Chap Martin last night, and he thinks the lake to hit once these lakes get back down to normal, he thinks the winter crappie fishing is going to be
spectacular.
Some of the best that has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there hadn't been much pressure on these lakes all summer, so there's been good recruitment. A lot of the spawning, the spawn has been very successful. It looks like from all indications, and again with the light pressure, should be just an unbelievable winter of fishing. But and he's thinking Perry is going to be the lake of choice. So we'll see what that brings out. So I'd probably, if I had my druthers, I'd probably go to. I hear Stockton is on fire right now. The crappie fishing on Stockton is really good. Truman has just been good all year.
I wonder about the walleye in Stockton. Have you heard anything?
Yeah,
at all?
They're picking up walleye now right now, and they've moved rather shallow. I mean, anywhere from 5 to 7 foot deep. Some people are just throwing jigs at them. I tell you, a lot of people that walleye fish that are trolling flicker shad, and there's one that's got a shad color with a chartreuse stripe down the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good bait right now. But flicker shad, another one that's really good, and it's not quite as popular around here, I don't know why, but it's called a salmo, and that's another great crankbait. But trolling those flats right now is producing quite a few down on Stockton. But Truman, again, you can't go wrong there. Right now, they're main lake flats or flats up in coves. Just look for any brush. Any mm-hmm. kind of brush, and 8 to 12 foot of water has been the preferred depth, both at Truman and Stockton, from what I'm hearing. Jigs, yeah, I love plastic jigs myself, and you can't go wrong with minnows. Again, I resist doing that, but if you're not fishing every weekend and you're not maybe as comfortable out on the water,
mm-hmm.
Take some minnows with you, just be on the safe side. You just you'll increase your odds probably, and but personally I'll just stick with the plastics, and it kind of depends on the water color as to what color that I'm going to use. And if when I did fish a lot of crappie tournaments, I talked to people after the tournament, and everybody that's fishing the tournament has a different color that they like. Everybody has a different favorite color, so that just tells me that it's more what you have confidence in than it is the actual color. Now there are times that fish do show a preference to a particular color. So be willing to experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
But I know I'm kind of a creature of habit, and I have success with a lure, and sometimes I use it longer than I should, and I don't take the time to change like I should. But if you're, it definitely, there are times when the color does make a difference. But
yeah, and we've talked about this on the air. It just amazed me how well chartreuse produces.
Yeah, chartreuse. I like pearl. I've got a black and chartreuse. Or there's kind of a darker blue in chartreuse. I love that. There's a lure that I have that's kind of a very light, like pink, almost a flesh color. That's a very
pink
color. Well, it's not really even pink. It's more flesh colored. It's not like a bright pink at all.
You've fished with like pink jigs before. I know you have.
I have.
Yeah.
And I have caught fish on it, too.
Have you?
Yeah.
I fished them too, and we all tried them once. I never did get much response off of them, but
the only reason I did was because my mom was out fishing me with pink one day.
Really?
So I had thought, well.
But your mother outfishes you constantly, anyway.
True, yeah.
I mean, she knows.
Sitting in the back of the boat too.
She's got a Midas touch.
I mean, and I know all the dirty guide tricks.
Yeah,
I'm in the front of the
you.
Boat. Yeah.
I've been with you. I know what's going on. Hey. We got to take a little break. We are proudly sponsored by Reed Chevrolet at St. Joseph, Missouri. One of my bestest friends and a great guy, Trevin Reed. And I do commercials for him here every Saturday, and I can never do justify it. It is so good a experience up there. Inventory is getting short. I got quite a bit still, but I got some monstrous rebates. I think $17,000, $18,000 on those ton trucks. That kind of come in handy.
My son got a Chevy from Reed Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
But he just took a few days off and drove to California in his truck.
Wow.
It's just his pride and joy. He was getting over 30 miles a gallon on his truck. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a half-ton pickup, or is it a three-quarter? Half-ton pickup.
Half-ton, yeah.
And it's got every bell and whistle that you can imagine. But almost 40 miles a gallon going out there.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I have a V6 in mine. and Trevin got it for me. I had to kind of order it, but I pull that big old hunk and Sea Arc boat with it. I pulled a Ranger back up to the deal with the trailer the other day. Handles got enough torque and handles it. The gas mileage is phenomenal.
With a
V6.
It has enough power.
You know, I'm pulling that huge 8,000-pound Ranger crew.
And it pulls it okay?
Oh, yeah. You don't even know. You forget about it.
We don't know.
It handles it that well.
I wouldn't think of V6.
Yeah, and it's the same horsepower as the old 327. And they've just got it down to a fine art. And I tell you what, the Chevrolet, it's got it going. It really, really, really does. And 28 minutes drive north of KCI, you can be at Reed Chevrolet at Belton or Frederick and I-29. Still got a pretty good inventory. I don't know. He had 102 pickups. I think they're down, probably got 40 or 50 left maybe. They're even not that many. But the rebates, these are real rebates. Now, people jerk you around about this stuff. These guys are sincere and they're dedicated, and they will tell you they're not going to throw one number up and hope you do another. You know, they just, here it is type thing.
And one of the best things is the non-commissioned sales guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they have no pressure on them to make a sale, so they don't put any on you. Yeah. And that's just so huge. It's such a refreshing way to buy a vehicle.
You know why? I had a guy the other day tell me, he said he went up there to buy a truck because Trevin was a Marine. And he got a Purple Heart, and I had to pry that out of him. He went across the pond twice. Wonderful person.
Whole family.
You become part of the family.
Right.
You don't become a customer. It then treats you like you need to be treated.
Like you want to be treated.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were in there for 2 hours. You had the deal
three
done.
Three and a half hours.
And you had the deal done in 30 minutes, and then you
talked about fishing.
That's the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Reed Chevrolet, Frederick Avenue. Go by and see these fantastic people. Got to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. If you'd like to give us a call, 913-3810-810. I see we've got some lights blinking in there, and so we'd love to talk to you. Maybe we can help you out. Tell me what you're doing today. Where are you going? That kind of thing. We'd love to hear from you out there. Mark, you got hooked up with this outfit here, Camo Adventures.
Yeah.
K-A-M-O.
Kansas, Adventure. Missouri Adventures.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was the best thing I've ever done. This was about a month ago, and we took some wounded warriors to a trip down at Stockton Lake. And it was really eye-opening for me. These are such a good bunch of guys that some of them just don't get a fair shake after they're out of the service. And most of these guys had some kind of an injury or a disability. And they just enjoyed the experience. Unlike, you know, it's kind of like when you experience something for the first time, you know. But when you do it all the time, you kind of take it for granted.
Yeah, sure.
And these guys weren't that way. They just appreciated just the littlest thing, just being out on a boat.
Sure.
Running across the water. It was all just fun and new and refreshing to them. And what a great diversion from, you know, what ails them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, anybody that's out there, look up this. It's Camo, K-A-M-O. Look that up and look how to get involved with them, whether it's volunteering to do some of the events that they do or just donating to such a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coolest thing I've ever done, for sure.
Yeah, well, it's so rewarding.
I was listening. I had taken two of the warriors out, the soldiers, and there was about 12 of them that were there. And that one of the nights, the second night that we were staying at this place that we stayed, I overheard one of them talking. Said, you know, I've been trying to fishing off the bank. I just can't find any fish this year. He said, once in my life, I'd like to catch big catfish.
Dang, dang.
And I kind of interrupted him. Said, you know, can't help but overhear your conversation. But I said, I might be able to help you with that.
Wow.
So 2 weeks ago, I took him down to my place called Lake of the Ozarks. And he caught the biggest fish. He's 59 years old. Caught the biggest fish he'd ever caught. Biggest blue cat. It was just right shy of 10 pounds. And his reaction, and I've got this on film. I got to get that up on our Facebook page. I'll try to do that this week. But his reaction is absolutely priceless.
You showed it to me. It's so sincere.
He was so excited and laughing. It gives me goosebumps even thinking about
it. Yeah.
But the thing that I didn't have this filmed, it was about 20 minutes later. And when you see this video, the net that I used was a big net. And it was about 20 minutes later, he caught an even bigger blue cat. And I tried to net it, and I couldn't get the fish in the net. So I threw that net down, panicked, ran to the other side of my dock, and I had a bigger net. So I came running back with that. Just as I got there, it came unpinned.
Oh, what a shame. If you'd like to join us on the air, please give us a call, 913-310-810. I see we've got some people on hold here, and we'll try to get to them. I want you to call Stay Cooler, or buy the Stay Cooler. Go to the website. Go down to the discount side. 20% off. You put F-R-E-D.
Stay Cooler. It's just Stay Cooler. It's like a Yeti, but 30-40% less.
We've got to support Doug Alexander.
Yeah.
He's about to starve to death up in Iowa.
Yeah, he's one of those.
He's going out in the field eating raw corn. That's how hungry he is up here in Iowa. So
the flood got him?
Well, sure. I mean, got everybody. You know, I mean, poor guy.
Well, they're great coolers. And
ain't nothing, no better.
They're already, 40% cheaper, and then you get 20% off that. That's a fantastic present.
You get to the where you pay out. You know, you go down to the bottom there. It says discount, put F-R-E-D for you guys out of Andrew County. F-R-E-D.
Fred.
I'm just kidding. Then I've got some friends up there. They know I'm joking. We're going to the magic of the phone. Who we got here? Gene, how are you doing?
Hey.
Dental.
Gene.
Dental hygiene? No, hygiene.
Hi, Gene.
Yeah, yes, that is me. Hey, I am from Andrew County. Now, how did you spell that again?
Sorry about that. You know Virgil Davison? You know Virgil Davison up there?
I heard of him.
He's the only one. You're the only person that hasn't shook his hand. I mean, he knows everybody.
I am too.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
November 1st, me and my brother and son's going down there to declare war on white bass there at Lake Ozark. Kind of mess are we getting into down there?
What part of the lake are you going to be fishing?
Well, we'd be all over the place, usually up on Main Lake and down on the Sunrise in there.
Follow the wind. And that's, you're getting into my favorite time of the year to fish for whites and hybrids. And they're up on the bank. They're just now starting on Truman. They're just starting to show up on windy banks. And they are just a few here and there right now, but they haven't moved in real strong yet. But I'm telling you what, that's good. It should be perfect timing and just hit any windy bank, whether it's a main.
Just watch the wind.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't bother fishing anything except the wind. If you don't have any wind, it's going to be a little tougher. But if you've got wind, it really, main lake banks, points, you can catch them so many places. Just wherever the wind's hitting, just put your trolling motor down and just start casting the bank, because they're going to be up within 1 to 2 to 3 foot of the bank. And it doesn't take long to find them. And I just use crappie jigs. I know some people like to use rooster tails, but I just use a crappie jig, a tube jig. Something like a sassy shad is good. Crappie slider's good. Just about, they're not real particular. They're really getting the feedback on that time of year. So you should have a blast that time of year.
Getting a lot of bait fish moving up on the banks there. But, all right. Well, that sounds good. I just wanted to let you know I'm about the third or fourth one up here in this part of the country that listens to this morning.
Three or four. Hey, Gene, are you needing a new pickup today?
No, by golly, I'm not in the market for that.
Well, I was going to have you go down and ask Trevin for a free one if you'd like to have a brand new free pickup.
Now, if he's got probably a couple of them sitting around down there, I might check in with him.
Yeah, I'll tell him, say Fred said it'd be free and it didn't duck.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going
to
work.
There, get a cup of coffee and stay and talk to you for a while.
It ain't going to work, but you could try. You could ask for a free one.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I dated a girl one time. She said no all the time, so what the hey, you know. Can you blame her?
Yeah, it's a good try.
Thank you, Gene.
Good luck.
You guys have a great day.
Give me a report when you get back from
please.
The Ozarks.
And I didn't beat.
We're going to be down there from 1st through the 5th.
That's great.
We'll let you know how we do.
They'll be jealous. Jealous. All right, buddy.
Take care. Thanks for calling, Gene.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, buddy.
You too.
What a nice guy.
Now, you know, I love
you think
bass.
A free truck would Trevin wouldn't go?
I don't know that he'd go for that.
You don't think so?
No.
An $80,000, $60,000. He'd surely give away a $40,000 truck, wouldn't he?
No.
No?
I wouldn't.
He's an awful nice guy. Yeah, you know, if you catch him in the right mood.
I don't know.
You say, that's a big step, isn't it?
That's asking a little bit. Yeah, he's a nice guy, but he's got to make a living.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, never thought of that.
But talking to Gene, he was talking about the white bass. I love white bass.
Oh, who doesn't?
And hybrids. And a lot of people turn their nose up at white bass because they think they're fishy tasting. But that's all because they've got a layer of red meat in between the flay and the skin. And you got to get that out of there. If you don't, it is kind of an oily, very strong flavor. Some people it doesn't bother, but other people, they turn their nose up at it. So just make sure when you're flaying them, just don't go all the way down to the skin. Leave a little bit of that meat on the skin, and that's most of the red meat. And then there's a little vein that goes right through the middle. I just make a V-notch on it and cut that out, and it makes all the difference. I mean, it tastes just as good as any other fish. But the thing about it is it's much more firm, a lot more firm meat than crappie is.
If you'd like to visit with us here on the air, we don't do this very often. Open up the phones, 913-3810-810. Now, Mark's telling you about how to do all this fish stuff. You got to take in consideration that Mark eats gar.
I have done that. I don't do it very often.
Well, you wouldn't do it again? You eat paddlefish too, don't you? Spoonbill?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like that too. But you got to prepare it right. And with the paddlefish or spoonbill, you got to cut them, bleed them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, they do have a little bit of a strong flavor to them. And the way I like to eat spoonbill is to smoke them, cut them into strips, marinate them in a soy sauce, brown sugar type of marinade for 4 or 5 days.
Do what?
Marinate them.
Cut them
into strips. Cut them into half-inch strips. This is like a smoked salmon recipe that I had. I use teriyaki sauce, soy sauce, brown sugar, a little garlic powder, mix it together, and then marinate the strips for 4 or 5 days. You can't go too long. And then just cook it in the oven. You can cook it on a grill, but I cook it in the oven. Just put aluminum foil down in the oven and lay the strips out there and rotate them a couple of times. And it takes 3 or 4 hours at the lowest heat that your oven can be set. And it is fantastic. Really good. Very, very mild.
Tastes like chicken?
No, it's definitely got its own it's got its own flavor, but it is really good. And
Tobin,
the gar,
there's something wrong with you. Now I'm telling you.
I would eat gar again too, but they're just such a pain to clean.
Oh, you got vice grips and stuff.
Well, I finally, if I had a Sawzall, which I didn't at the time, that would have been the way to do it, because I helped a friend, and he had one, and we used a Sawzall to cut the head off. And that was much easier. But I had a tree saw, so I cut the head off with a tree saw and then took tin snips and cut through the backbone or the back. And then you can kind of peel that open, and there's just a beautiful, beautiful tube of pearl meat. It's wonderful. So I cut that into steaks and grilled it like you would a steak. I tell you, if you've ever had grilled shark, it is the closest thing to grilled shark that you've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
So the texture is
very firm.
Very firm.
Yep.
Is it a white-looking meat when you—
Pearl.
Pearl.
Yep. It's beautiful. Very good.
What their diet consists of?
Oh, well, they're
eating something live dead shed. Live.
Live
shed.
They're not a scavenger. There's a lot of places on Truman Lake that, well, any place, any lake Logan that has
Dam.
Gar. Yeah, well, yeah. But I know some places on Lake of the Ozarks where they just hang around in particular areas all the time. You see them surfacing all the time. And those are fantastic places to fish for channel catfish. Because those gar, they slash into those shad and they bite them and pieces of them fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And the channel and the blues are underneath
right
them,
yeah,
cleaning up what they've left behind.
Yeah.
So,
but you also eat blue cat.
Yeah, I do. But I think there's got to be a difference between river blues and reservoir blues. I don't know if it's the water clarity,
I don't know.
It's got to be something.
Every
to do
time
with,
I go somewhere, they'll ask me, says, Tobin really eat blue cat? And I'll say, yeah, I think he does.
And so many, I know so many people that, but we're talking reservoir blue cats, and everybody that I know just loves them.
Huh.
And I haven't eaten any out of the river, so I don't know if that's a difference or what.
We got to talk a little bit about deer hunting. CWD, the more I read about this, the less I'm believing. It's there. I think you should take all the precautions in the world. If you've got a loved one you're going to feed deer meat to, probably wouldn't hurt to have it checked for CWD. It has never, ever, so far that I can read and find out. There's some tales out there, but it doesn't affect humans anyway. So, but if you are scared to death of that, go ahead and have it tested. You can have that tested very easily. But the rut, here's what's going on in the deer woods right now. A lot of farmers coming out cutting corn, cutting their beans, getting ready to disc things up and get ready for next spring. So the whole pattern has changed. Deer have been out in the middle of that bean field at that old washed out dam all summer hanging out, and all of a sudden they're exposed, so they're back in the timber. And the acorns are falling off too, so they're back. I have an acorn tree in my backyard, and the deer are just loving it. They are there all the time. Saw one yesterday there. Saw a nice little buck, little bitty buck, but wouldn't shoot him. But and he was running back and forth across my yard. And I don't know what, if he thinks there's a rut on, you know, those little ones, they can't, they're not capable until they swell up, but they think the rut is on and they're out there chasing around on the deal, but the rut is not far away. For you guys kind of held off because of the mosquitoes, pretty well took care of them the other morning in Northwest Missouri with the frost. We had two frosts, one hard one, kind of one soft one. But if you're hunting deer, here's the time of year. This is my favorite because I can pattern these deer so much easier. They are going to go, they're still thinking about groceries, my majority of them, and a little bit of rut. So they're going to stay on their feet a little bit longer today. Get to a place, a funnel, where you've got a soybean field, a corn field, or they can funnel them down through the timber. They really don't like walking out across open fields. And they would rather stay in the brush just a little bit. So if you can find a pinch point and you're out there as a bow hunter, you've whipped it. You're going to probably be successful. I am seeing more deer than I have seen in years. I actually have deer again at the duck club.
That's good news.
Yeah, I didn't for a long, long time. They were, you know, that. I think my deer that were up there all died of spongiform encephalitis. But there were deer all over the place, dead up there, and you kept hearing all these stories. I saw one sick deer all summer. Several summers back, I saw eight or nine sick deer walking in circles and all that kind of stuff, and we were finding them dead all over. The guys were combined them up in a reel. What a mess.
Oh, gosh.
You know, on the deal. So for you guys that are going out there, get a pinch point and, you know, have a ball. But and watch that wind. This wind is bizarre. It seems like one day it's in the east, next day it's southeast, next day it's in the north. You got to don't move in on them until the wind is right. Or you're doing, if you're hunting a trophy deer, he'll understand that you're around. He don't want you around, so he'll move out of the area. He don't want to see you, he don't want to smell you, he don't want to be around you. So slip in there, you know, with your rubber boots. I'm amazed at the guys that wear camouflage. I saw some this morning wearing camouflage, already had it on. I always kept mine in a trash bag. With all kinds, there's all kinds of vanilla extracts and things that you can use. Don't wash them in scented soap, you know, and keep them separate and your boots separate. I'm amazed the guys get camo on, walk in a gas station, walk across all that grease and oil across the drive, and then go out and try to hunt deer. So think about it like you're almost in surgery. You know, stay sterile as you possibly can, and then you'll move in on them deer. I got a thing where I measure deer tracks. And when they get to a certain length, that's the time you want to move in on them. And if you talk to the biologist, you can't really tell bucks from does. Everybody says they can. The majority of people can't. Move in on them when you find the, I hunted a deer one time. I knew he was there. I knew he was big. Never saw him until the day I pulled the arrow back. I knew he was a good one in there. So you got to slip in there, think a little bit. If you want a trophy deer, you got to work for them. Now, they're few and they're far between. A 150 class whitetail is a very hard animal to come up with, and I don't care who you are. And so think about it, you know, that way. So,
I know one quick note. I was thinking about you. You've had some theft problems up there at your duck cabin.
Yeah.
I want to tell you how to install a Southern security system. Okay, you go to Goodwill and buy a size 14 to 16 pair of work boots. Put them on the front porch with a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine. And then you put four giant dog dishes next to the boots and the magazine, and you leave a note on the door that says, "Bubba, me, Marcel, Donnie Ray, and Jimmy Earl went for more ammo and beer back in an hour. Don't mess with the pit bulls. They got the mailman this morning, messed them up real bad. I don't think Killer took part, but it's hard to tell because all the blood. Locked all four in the house. Better stay outside. Be right back. Cooter."
Well, the problem I think I got with that is that the guys that I think that hit me so hard can't read right at the track. Unbelievable. I had a Bubba back the other day again, and I had one nice guy. I had so many tourists, and I'm up there working, and they just drive around, you know. So I, one of them was a nice guy. We had a nice, his name was Steve, worked for the Air Guard. He was a good guy. And the other one was a buffoon, moron, and an idiot, you know. So, yeah. And I just was very pleasant. I try to be nice, but I sometimes you, after 18, 19 times being robbed.
Yeah, that gets a little old.
Yeah. Well, now we got security cameras, so we're all right. You know, since we put them up, they know. You know, security cameras do work kind of deal. Anyway, that wraps it up for this edition of the Midwest Outdoors. We got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in the great outdoors.
Y'all have a great week. Right. So long, everybody.